Saving Grace, written by Fiona McCallum and read by Jennifer Valetic. Emily checked her watch and gathered up her handbag and car keys. John had stopped deriding her for her visits to her gran a while ago. In his mind, Rose Mayfair wasn't worth wasting the time on. It was a view shared by Emily's mother Enid and her aunt Peggy, especially since Rose had begun to show signs of dementia. But to Emily, her gran was still one of the wisest, kindest women in the world. Above all, she loved and respected Granny Rose for the strength of her inner conviction, the ability to make her own choices no matter what others thought. As a young woman, Rose had upset her parents by choosing to marry a farmer rather than a wealthy lawyer or doctor. Emily thought that maybe if she shared this trait, she'd have the guts to leave her husband. Or was it strength that made her stay and try to make it work? Before her marriage, during the 4.5 years she worked at the insurance company in Wattle Creek, Emily had made the short stroll up the street to have lunch with her gran every day. Although she no longer worked, she still managed to visit most days when she drove in to get the mail and groceries. Gran was now in the old folks' home on the hill. For Emily's mother, the last straw had been when she caught Rose defrosting a loaf of bread in the oven inside its plastic wrapper. To Enid Oliphant, her mother's condition had been an inconvenience, and she had been waiting for the opportunity to hand her over to someone else. After the incident with the bread, she bolted off to see the people at the home, leaving Emily scraping the melted plastic bag from the oven racks. Emily and Gran shared a laugh about it, with Gran calling herself a silly old fool. But things had already been set in motion. 2 years on, Emily still hated seeing Granny Mayfair confined to the nursing home, though she consoled herself with the thought that the dementia was a mixed blessing. On the one hand, if Gran didn't have it, she wouldn't have been there. On the other, she didn't remember she had lost her independence and should probably be miserable. Enid Oliphant regularly grumbled that the old bat was otherwise healthy as an ox and would probably live forever. Emily hoped so, and not just despite her mother. Granny Mayfair was her best friend. Emily knocked gently on door 221 and called, "Hello, Gran. It's me, Emily." She held her breath while waiting for an answer. Would it be one of Gran's good days or bad days? On a good day, she would be welcomed, offered the lone armchair or end of the bed to sit on, and would spend an hour or so listening to Rose talk about days gone by. Most stories she'd heard dozens of times, but she never tired of hearing them. On Gran's bad days, Emily would be told, usually without the door being opened, that all donations were handled by her husband and that he would be home around 6 that night. On these occasions, Emily would let herself in and spend 10 minutes explaining who she was, where she fitted into Gran's life, and convincing the old lady that she was just there to visit. This Gran invariably accepted with a sceptical but resigned frown and waved a hand to indicate she'd find somewhere to sit. Today the door opened suddenly, startling Emily slightly.
"Come in."
Emily couldn't tell from the greeting whether it was a good or bad day, and she frowned as she entered the room. She settled herself in her favourite position, cross-legged on the multicoloured rug Gran had crocheted back before her memory and eyes had let her down. Gran went over to the only available chair but remained standing, wringing her hands. There was something different about her, but Emily couldn't put her finger on what it was, and she was still none the wiser as to her mental state.